Hi, everybody.
Welcome back. Boy, I missed this. This is awesome. Just to give you some information, and then certainly we'll be happy to answer your questions. In terms of the players who did not skate today, Jerome McGinley, he had a tight groin muscle, and the decision was made. Bob and I talked yesterday, and with this compressed schedule and the compressed time frame for camp, rather than have Jerome out there and pushing, because we know that he would, we told Jerome that we didn't want him to skate today. We said that we won't get any points this week, but next Sunday, you know, we'd like to pick up two. So that's the reason that Jerome didn't skate. Again, we called it precautionary. It's nothing that we're concerned about. It's just that we don't want to push right now when we don't think there's a reason to do that. As it relates to Roman Cervenka, Roman's blood clot, it appears, is no longer present. The blood clot has resolved, but Roman has been on anticoagulant medication. And basically what our doctors have said is that there is a prescribed period of time that you have to remain on that medication. Doesn't matter how you're feeling or whether the blood clot is or is not in fact present. And so the prescribed period of time has not elapsed yet, and for that reason he was not cleared to participate. What we are going to do, and we've talked with Roman already, and we've talked with his agent both here in North America and over in the Czech Republic, and we are going to have him go see a hematology specialist in the United States. We'll get that appointment as quickly as this week, we feel. And we'll send him, have the doctors there run a full panel of everything, blood work and everything, and make sure, just to be sure that our opinion, our doctor saying that, again, he needs to continue on this anticoagulant medication for a period of time, just to make sure that everybody's on side with that. So just as soon as, again, as soon as he's free to come off of the anticoagulant medication, then he would be cleared to skate. And so that's the only issue. The medication that he's on, it doesn't put him at an increased risk of injury or anything. But again, because it's an anticoagulant, we can't have him getting cut and bleeding. We also don't want to have him getting hit and have any internal bleeding. So that's Roman's status. He is disappointed. He's anxious. He's, you know, he wants to be out there. And as we explained to him, this is about a career for the Calgary Flames and Roman together. It's not about the first day of training camp. So after he sees the hematologist in the States, we'll get further information to you as far as a timeline, but that's why he didn't skate today. Anton Babchuk, the other player who didn't skate today, he has a shoulder injury. It was suffered while he was playing for his team in the KHL. Our doctors have said that the shoulder is strong, that the shoulder has no history of injury. The doctors have indicated, as it relates to Anton, that they think within 3 weeks he should be good to go. So, again, he did not pass his pre-training camp medical exam because of the shoulder injury. So that's where we are on the injury front. That's why those three guys didn't skate. The other thing I promised I would talk to you about is Jerome's contract status. And basically what we have talked to Jerome about, and you'll hear from Jerome later, but we all recognize that Jerome is entering the last year of his deal. That's we fully understand the situation. From our perspective, during the summer, we felt, in a position to just go ahead and talk about a new deal because we recognized the collective bargaining agreement was expiring September 15th. We felt that we had to understand what that new landscape looked like, what the new world looked like, And so from both sides' perspective, there was not a desire on Jerome's part at that time to say, let's get something done before the new CBA comes into place. We will, in fact, Don Meehan and I, at some point, once we get the season started, we will have conversations. The directive here in Calgary, the objective here in Calgary has not changed, and that is that from ownership right on through, certainly our goal and our intent is to have Jerome McGinley spend his entire playing career with the Calgary Flames. So from that perspective, nothing has changed. But what we're not going to do, we have a limited period of time to play these 48 games, And the one thing that we don't want is that we don't want to have to talk about Jerome's contract every day. I realize that you all have a job to do, and so does Jerome realize that. We realize that you may still ask, but after today, the polite, respectful response from us will be that we've addressed it today and we won't be talking about it again during the regular season, unless and until there's something to announce. My personal philosophy used to be that I didn't like to negotiate during the season. The reality is that in today's NHL, I don't think you have that luxury anymore. You have to be prepared to negotiate during the season. Certainly that's something that I intend to do with Don Meehan and the folks at Newport Sports who represent Jerome. But again, we're not going to negotiate in public. We're not going to talk about it publicly. Jerome has indicated that he doesn't want it to be a distraction either for himself or for his teammates. We share that feeling, and so that's why we felt that it was best to address it in this way. So that's where we are as it relates to Jerome. Again, you'll hear from Jerome later, but you know, I think the most important thing from a club's perspective is that, again, nothing has changed as far as our desire to see our captain be here, and this be his the only place, really, that he calls home for the rest of his career. So with that, I think it covers the things I wanted to talk about right up front, and I'll open it up to questions.
Jay, what if there's no deal in place by the trade deadline? Are you going to negotiate all season up to that point and then make a decision?
Well, sure. I mean, obviously, to the extent, again, we're fully cognizant of where we are with his contract. And, you know, with any player that you're going into the last year of a deal, and if you don't get a deal done, we all know what the options and what the alternatives are. And, you know, it's a balancing act that you weigh as you go through the process. So, you know, again, I don't think it's any secret what the options are. And it doesn't mean that if we don't have a deal that we don't continue. You know, if we're sitting without a deal and we're a playoff team and things have gone well for us during the season and we think that we have a real opportunity in the postseason, you know, you've seen that from us before too, where it doesn't mean that the player is going to be traded. We may very well decide we're going to finish the season. And the incumbent club certainly has the opportunity to continue to talk to the player until such time as they would become a free agent. So, you know, again, it's it just because if we don't get something done by that date, by the trade deadline, which I believe is April 3rd this year, that doesn't mean that, you know, you trade Jerome. Boy, that's easy. You guys are out of shape. Come on. Come on.
We'll back yeah. Later. I mean, you probably have the CBA now in your hands. It's loosened. I mean, you've got bodies here. It's meritocracy. Are you able to make the decisions that you need to make this week and move guys if you have to?
Yeah. You know, again, we're in, as it relates to the collective bargaining agreement and the cap for this year, the upper limit, we're in good shape. We're in good shape as we sit right now. As we look at next year's upper limit, we still feel that we're going to be fine as it relates to that. You know, we have 15 guys under contract right now for next year, and it's just right around $49 million. So, you know, we feel good about it, and certainly from the standpoint of being able to do what we need to do, we will do that. And that is the objective here this week. I mean, it is about making the hockey team. Bob met, and he'll talk about it later, but he met with the veterans this morning and said, there are young guys in here looking to steal your jerseys. He met with and he told the veterans, he said, don't let them take your jersey. And he told the kids and the new guys, he said, you know, it's your job to steal a jersey. So, again, that's what we want to foster here in camp. We want to have competition, and, you know, we want to put the best team out there that we possibly can and keep the best 23.
You mentioned your desire to try to find a little more size with the PTO for Brad. Does that mean you're done trying?
Well, that's one of the things we've tried or are trying at this point. You know, that's the one thing that we've talked about that we didn't accomplish in the offseason. We tried in free agency and weren't able to do it. We had trade talks right up until the time of the work stoppage starting, and we haven't been able to fill it. And so, you know, as we talked about it and we looked at it again, we think that given the body of work that he has had in his career, and he's a big guy, he's a hard guy to play against, he's a tenacious guy on the forecheck. You know, we thought he did a real good job last season in San Jose, for example, and we just felt that because he was willing to come in on a tryout basis, that, you know, it's a free look for us, and we'll see where it goes.
with that kind of uncertain timeline with Trevanc, I mean, is there any concern at the center ice position right now, or are you happy entering, you know, the regular season if that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have enough guys to step in there. I'm anxious. I go back, if you will, 2 years ago to the end of the season when at the end of the 10-11 campaign, I really thought that Michael Backlund came on strong. I thought he was playing really well down the stretch. And then he went and had a very good World Championship tournament. And so we were excited. He came into camp last year. I thought he looked good when he came into camp. And then a couple of days in or whatever it was, he breaks his thumb. I don't think he ever recovered from that. And so now all the reports that we've gotten from our pro scouts who have seen him play over in Europe, very, very positive about what he's done. And so he's a guy that, you know, he's a wild card. What's he going to do and where can he slot in as far as the center ice position? You know, I talked to the group this morning and I said the great part about where we are right now is that everybody has a clean slate. And it really is. You know, I said today is the first day of the rest of our careers. And no matter what you've been thought of before or what the coach may have thought of you or the coaching staff, these guys, it's all fresh. It's all brand new. And so one guy that has come in really good shape and very, very happy to see that he took the summer conditioning program seriously and even this time off, Matt Stajan's come in and is in good shape. So, you know, I know that Matt wants to rebound from a disappointing year. And, you know, with Bob and a new staff, this is the opportunity to do that. So is it a loss for us? Sure it is. I mean, we had high expectations and still have high expectations for Roman. Would have been great to have him out on the ice from day one. But at the same time, the fact that he's not able to be with us, we don't feel that it's a train wreck at the center ice position.
Do you have dates in mind this week, Jay, in terms of getting down on numbers?
You know what? We haven't really addressed it yet. Bob and I had talked initially that he was looking to do scrimmages on Monday and Wednesday. Heard that he might actually want to do one on Thursday. So that's part of it because what he wants to do with the scrimmages is actually be able to, you know, not just go with two lines. You may see us sign some local guys to amateur tryouts to fill that out, that we have enough to be able to accurate or, you know, adequately scrimmage. We have to be down. We have to submit our final roster by 3 p.m. Eastern time on Friday with the season starting Saturday. So even though we don't play Saturday, we have to be in compliance by 3 Eastern time on Friday. So at this point in time, the Heat play Tuesday and Wednesday. They don't play then until Saturday, Sunday. So while, you know, none of these guys are going to be going back for their midweek games, we'll see what happens and who makes the team and how it all shakes out by Friday.
How concerned are you about your backup goaltending position?
Well, it's, you know, from the standpoint of it's a real opportunity. And that's one thing, maybe I should talk about that, just in terms of, you know, the question, obviously, if you've been following the team in Abbotsford, certainly both Rusty and Danny Taylor have been playing really well, and Leland has not played all that much, and Leland has struggled in some of his outings. But the reality of it is that from our perspective, when the work stoppage started, Leland Irving's status was no different than Hank Carlson's. Both of those players were subject to the lockout. And as it relates to players, the NHL and the NHLPA had come up with an agreement back in September to allow players who require waivers to go on waivers and to be able to be sent to the minors and play basically on their NHL two-way. We didn't do that with Leland Irving. On purpose, we didn't do it. We didn't want to waive him. And so the reality is that we ultimately signed him to a PTO and put him in there, and he hasn't played a lot, but when you get right down to it, his status really is no different than what Carlson's was. And so that's why he's here, because what he did last year, he earned that opportunity, and when the work stoppage started, he was a guy who was a locked-out player, and now there's competition. And at the same time, you know, I joked with some folks earlier when we knew we were going to start again that, you know, I think unless we play, 28 games to win the Stanley Cup, that, you know, Kipper probably won't play in 70 or more this year. But that doesn't mean he won't play in 48. So, you know, that's, again, that's all up to the coaching staff, and it's Bob and it's Clint and Bob's coaches. But we're going to need our backup. And again, it's may the best man win this competition. And you know, unlike when you have a preseason and you're going to play six preseason games and your backups are going to get X number of games or X number of periods, That's not happening this year. So, you know, the backup goaltenders need to recognize that their preseason games are these practice sessions.
Should have ran while you could, Jay.
Are we good?
Thank you.
Thanks, eh? Yeah, welcome back.